"Found a laptop," said one of the constables, who'd been searching the rest of the flat. He'd already placed the machine in a clear evidence bag. "Where was it?" asked Louise.
"In the cupboard there," said the constable, shining his torch into a small cabinet in the bathroom.
"Strange place to keep your laptop."
"Heavy too," said the constable.
"Okay, let's get that out for testing as soon as we can," said Louise, as two people she'd never met before stepped into Innsgrove's flat. Louise was about to ask them who they were when her phone rang. It was DCI Robertson. Louise answered as Tracy questioned the pair as to what they were doing.
"Sir," said Louise.
"You're about to get a visit," said Robertson.
Louise turned her back on the pair, who were showing their ID to Tracy.
"I think we just have."
"Counterterrorism. Do you know them? Faulkner and Hartson."
"Jesus," said Louise under her breath.
"Just want to talk, apparently. Procedure. Play along for now, if you can," said Robertson.
"Sir," said Louise, hanging up.
Tracy was handing the ID back and made eye contact with Louise as she walked over.
"DI Louise Blackwell," she said.
"DCI Evelyn Hartson and DI David Faulkner, counterterrorism," said the female agent, the pair offering their ID again.
Counterterrorism were based out of headquarters, but didn't tend to mix with the other officers. She nodded her head.
"That's fine. How can I help you?"
"May we?" said Evelyn, nodding to outside the apartment.
Louise glanced at Tracy. Louise was technically in charge, but Tracy had as much right to be there as her.
"I'll supervise the others," said Tracy,
offering Louise a little nod of assurance as she walked away. Louise felt a breeze as she stepped out into the corridor.
"Sorry to take you away from your work," said Evelyn. "We thought it best to introduce ourselves now to avoid any complications later on."
"You're going to tell me it's just procedure next?" said Louise.
D.I. Faulkner smiled.
"It is just procedure. Anything involving explosive devices, especially with notes and phone calls attached. Well, you know how it is. We've read the case notes so far, but I don't believe we can eliminate possible terrorist involvement yet."
"Perhaps not," said Louise, "but it's a long way to come to tell us."
"Not at all," said David, flashing her a smile he probably thought was charming.
"As David says, it is just procedure. We need to monitor the investigation and would like to help out as best we can. We're only here to support you at this stage," said Evelyn.